All
Well,
right.
with
Wait.
that objection, I'll start the board meeting according to the clock on my laptop. It says it's 1904 hours, 7:04 p.m. Starting with old business, approve the 2024-05-29 BOD minutes. Paul, did you get a chance to look at those?
Yes, I did.
Is there, and do you have any issues with them?
No, I don't.
Okay, then I make the motion that we approve them. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Second's been heard. I'll poll the board. Paul, how do you vote?
Yes.
I vote yes as well. The minutes are approved. Next on the list, masonry wall update. I've put stuff in the newsletter. I've talked to a couple of homeowners. I talked to Jamie Lotus. Michelle Risco was going to get us some quotes, but I haven't received those, and I don't know if she's on this call. I don't think she is. But it's a big project, and at the last meeting, we didn't know what we were going to do about it because we were like, we're not sure we could do anything about it. To catch everyone up, the HOA doesn't own that area, that doesn't own that wall. And according to the HOA attorney, absent a conveyance by KB Homes, which I've not been able to find, the homeowners there own the wall. But I've had several homeowners reach out to me, telling me, including at the last meeting, Michelle Risco, saying, this is the face of the subdivision, so we need to repair that. And so I want to hear what everyone else has to say first. I'm beginning to think we need to do something. I just don't know what that something is. So I know Deborah, you wanted to talk about it. Deborah, do you have anything?
Well, not yet, because I told you I was going to be seeking some legal counsel to see what we needed to do. Because, but I do agree that the HOA should be a part of what needs to be done. I just don't know to what extent any of us need to be involved in it,
Well,
even
I
the
mean,
homeowners, because I'm sure it's a surprise to others, not just to me. I hope I'm not the only homeowner that was like, wait, what?
yeah, I get you. I get you. Like I said, I was doing research for that right of way area because we thought we owned that too. We don't. We don't own that. The city of Round Rock does. But the city of Round Rock doesn't own that wall. And so when I asked the HOA attorney, he said that absent a conveyance by KB Homes for that wall, then it's basically the back fence for each of the homes that are that abut that wall. So, but again, if I went and did some math, and if each homeowner has to repair that wall, okay, and I think there's six homes that abut that wall, I think it'll cost each homeowner something crazy like $13,600 based on the bid that we got from Boris. So I don't see homeowners wanting to pay that. I do know that in according to the last update on the financials, we have about $131,000 in our accounts. We have I think 56. Oh, Joe, could you check on that for me?
Yeah, I can
Paper
bring it up right
dues.
now. I'm going to have to stop your sharing for a second.
Right.
And then I will share.
Your screen sharing is paused. Does that help?
Let's see. Is the balance sheet up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let me make it bigger and this green will go away in a minute. So here is what we have in the bank.
Right. What I was asking was, and I don't want you to give out, specifics, but how many homeowners haven't paid their dues to date? I think the last number I got was 56.
That's very close, yes.
So Each time we sit, and we've set in a limit, Paul and I, of $1,000. So if someone doesn't pay their, let's see if I can share this again. So if someone doesn't pay their dues, we set a limit of $1,000 before we send them to the HOA attorney for collections. Well, when we do that, the HOA pays the attorney up front, and then we collect in the rear once the homeowner pays everything back. That's how that works. That costs a lot of money to send it to the HOA attorney. And if we pay for this wall outright from what we have now, we won't be able to do what the HOA is supposed to do, which is, drive through, making sure that the neighborhood is reasonably well maintained, and make sure people pay their dues. Those are the two main things that the HOA does. Now, I made no bones about it. I don't think I would love to get rid of the HOA, but while we have it, we have to follow the rules, and those are the rules. So, but I want to know what y'all think. And Deborah, you said you were looking into legal action. Who? Well, I don't know if I should even ask that, but I'm not sure why you would do that, being that we haven't done anything yet.
Oh no, it's just me saying I need to find out what my rights are, and because, like I said, a lot of this is a surprise to me, and I haven't talked to. I guess I should talk to some of the neighbors next to me. Well, on both sides of me are leasees, so that's not going to do me a hill of beans good. And I think on each side of each one of those, maybe a leaser except for one. So it's not even concerning them. They could care less. That, and that's obvious, by the way, they maintain their homes, which is another subject. But because I would have never thought that belonged to the homeowners, to be honest with you. I thought it was the subdivisions because that's the entryway and the appearance. They wanted it to look a certain way. And that's why they chose the brick masonry fence. And I was looking over briefly the survey last night, and I could see the line, but then it has, like, I think it was so many feet from the corner. And so there's a lot of things that I probably would need to go over also to make sure I'm understanding it the way I should. But it's just a total surprise to me.
And it was a surprise to me as well, but I've tried to be very transparent and letting everyone know what I've found.
Right.
So that's the thing that I'm doing. I'm also trying to, if I can, if Paul and I can, if Paul agrees, to lessen the impact for those that this will impact. If I can, I really want to do that.
Right.
So again, no decisions have been made. We're just talking about this because there's things we need to find out first before we say, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. So
Right.
one of the things I know for a project that large, we have to get at least two other bids. I know that
Okay.
for a fact.
Right.
Michelle said she was going to do that, but she's not at this board meeting. Joe, can I task you for that? For that, to get two more bids
Yes.
for that wall.
Yes.
Okay, so Joe will do that. We need to find out what those are. Also, ask Boris if his estimate has gone up, because it probably has. Then there's. I was talking to Jamie Lotus, and he was saying basically the same thing Deborah was, and that is, these people are blindsided because they thought that belonged either to the HOA or the city, and it doesn't. So he's like, at some point, we're going to have to do, he thinks that the HOA should pay for it. Michelle Risco says the same thing. And I've come to the idea after listening to other people, they've got a point. They really do have a point. Now, at the last board meeting, Paul said if we do that area, then we have to look at the other side of Bradford Park on High Country, that we may end up having to do that. There's not enough money to do both sides. There's just not. So If we do this, and that's the big if, that
High
big if.
country?
Huh?
High country?
Yeah.
I thought that's what we were discussing, the high country masonry wall.
Yeah, but right now we're discussing the section between Bradford Park and Donnell. There's also going up High Country from Bradford Park. There's another section of the wall. If we, if the HOA takes care of this one section that we're talking about now, what happens to the other section on the other side of Bradford Park? The HOA won't have any money. We won't be able to help those homeowners. So we have a bit of a dilemma here.
Exactly. And so I went again, did a little bit of math, and at 81.5, which is what we were quoted by Boris back in, I think, last November, that would amount to almost $300 for every homeowner to pitch in to fix just the part between Bradford Park Drive and Donnell Drive, that wall on High Country. Okay. And it would have to be a special assessment. And we'd have to look into the rules for doing a project that big, for having a special assessment like that, if we decided to do that. Or there's a possibility, and again, neither of these two things people are going to like, because things cost money. It's just the way things are. So I look at it this way. There's three different ways we could go. We could have the special assessment to do it. We could just pay for it outright and we would be short, which is not a good idea. Or we could do it and then raise our dues every year until we recoup the money. There's the choices. So, and again, what I'm thinking is that this may be one of those deals where the board doesn't make this decision that everyone else does. So we would have like a special meeting for the purpose of deciding whether or not the HOA will repair the wall. So I wanted to get everyone's thoughts on those options and that idea of a special meeting for that.
Now, just keep in mind this, as you said earlier, we have 56 homeowners that haven't paid their HOA fees. If they don't pay the special assessment, that leaves us with a $15,000 shortfall there too.
Yep.
So, you know, I have sympathy, but I just don't know how we're going to address this.
I think we're going to have to find a way, and that's why I'm pulling out, I'm offering these ideas. But these are the ones I have at the moment. Like I said, we need to get bids yet. That's what Joe's going to do. He's going to get an update from Boris for us if he would. And I guess we'll talk about it then at the next meeting. So again, we're not making any decisions. We're just throwing out ideas, and I'll put all this in the minutes for this meeting, and again, in probably the next newsletter, and see what happens. I mean, I think that at some point we're going to have to make a decision on this one way or the other. If we go and decide not to fix it and leave it to the homeowners are going to be really mad, and I don't blame them. And there are going to be other homeowners who sympathize that are going to be really mad. If we do fix it, then we're looking at impairing the functions of the HOA itself. So, like you said, we're in a catch-22. Now, I will say that for the last 3 or 4 years, since 2022, so 3 years, we lowered the dues when we took over, and we've kept them there in spite of the inflation that's been going on. So we will probably set the rate for the assessment next year in September or October, and we may end up having to raise the dues anyway because of just the inflation the way it's been. But if we decide to do this project, it'll probably raise it more. Right now we're at 170. I was thinking that if we do this project, we'd raise it to 200.
Let me ask a question. The wall on the other side of Bradford Park, you've got that block section, and then you've got those panels again. How far down does the HOA go?
It goes past Andras Way just a little bit to the homes that abut that fence on High Cotton Way.
Okay, so you've got to figure that section of it is at least twice as long as what we're talking about in this section between Donnell and Bradford. Are we going to preemptively address that and say, hey, we need to start gathering money to fix that too?
We may have to do that, or we just, I mean, we've cut costs as much as we could. Like I said, I'm trying to get rid of the lawn service because that's Round Rock property that we're maintaining. And if we do, then that's what, $425 twice a month that we don't pay.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, if you're talking about a $300 assessment for that small section, if you're going to talk about assessment to repair it all, you're pushing $1,000 there.
Yeah. And like I said, people aren't going to be happy either way, but we're in a situation where the park between Donnell Drive and Bradford Park Drive, that's got to be addressed soon because it's literally going to fall over.
Yes.
Rest of it is not yet, but we don't know. It could in the next few years do the same thing.
And what happens if the HOA dissolves before that it gets addressed, then
If the HOA dissolves, then it will revert to the homeowners.
yeah.
And basically, I guess there would be a fourth option that we could do is take up a collection to help, build the wall, those who are willing. And then there's the what are we going to replace it with? Instead of the cinder block that's there, Michelle Risco said at the last board meeting that. Why don't we have steel posts put down and then some kind of masonry, I don't know, fence type thing that will attach to those posts, which would be easier to maintain going forward. And I think that's actually probably a good idea, but we'd have to look into that as well.
So can I ask the question, the 8,100 that you're saying that the last bid was that you're thinking may have increased, is that just to tear down or is that to repair?
That was to tear down, remove the footer, and replace.
Replace.
That was 81,000.
Right. And that's to replace
$500.
with the same masonry that's there now or something different? Because now you're talking about metal posts.
Well, based on what we have now, that's what it would be replaced with. But again, I think that would not be a good idea because 30 years from now, you're in the same boat.
Right. So it will be
So.
replacing it as it is now, the
So
81,000.
I think that that was in, like I said, November. It
Right.
may have gone up since then. I mean, this is almost August. So what I'm thinking is if we do replace it, we're going to replace it with some other system instead of just doing masonry brick.
Which would
So
be cheaper?
would be less expensive and would last a while. And then if we did dissolve, it wouldn't be nearly as bad on the homeowners who live there. That's what I'm thinking.
And that's both areas that you're considering because that y'all are saying there's another area as well.
Well, it's the other area isn't crumbling. The area that y'all live right up your home's abut that it's right up against it. It's actually crumbling. So it's
Right.
got to get moved. And the reason the whole wall from Donnell Drive to Bradford Park Drive has to be replaced is when Boris looked at it, because he's a masonry guy, this is what he does for a living. He looked at it, he says, this whole thing's falling. It's going to fall. The whole thing's going to fall at some point. And so we've got to do something to, you know, we could repair just the parts that are broken, but eventually the whole thing's going to fall. And in my way of thinking is, if you're going to do, you know, put the money out to fix stuff, hey, fix it right the first time. Make
Right.
sure
So
that it's
is it based on the way
completely
it was built
vertical
that it's
and it's
falling?
not leaning. Right. On the
Right.
other side, from Bradford Park to Andres Way, and then from Andres Way a little bit further up, excuse me, there, that is not crumbling yet, but I mean, they're the same age. The walls are the same age.
Right.
So, and you know, Paul was making the point at the last board meeting that if we do it on for the wall between Donnell Drive and Bradford Park Drive, that we will probably have to do the same thing for the wall from Bradford Park Drive to Andres Way at some point. So that's thought as well. But right now that wall is intact and it's not crumbling. At least I don't think it is. I've driven past it. I haven't seen any crumbling. I've got pictures on bphoa.info from last November that shows where literally there's pieces on the ground of the wall that abuts you guys' property there.
Yes, and it still is.
Yeah. So I think we table this until we get more information, like the bids. And I think we need to look at need Joe, when you do this, can you ask them when you get the bids, can you ask them, is there like something that you could like drive steel poles in the ground and then put some kind of like masonry finish that would attach to those steel poles?
Precast concrete panel. And I'm kind of looking the prices, depending on how long you want each section to be. They run, I would say, around $70 to a little over $100 for a panel, per
Okay.
panel. So to do that area we're talking about, say, of the 81,000 he quoted, how much of that was demolition and how much was the rebuilding?
He didn't break it down. He just gave us an overall ballpark quote.
Okay, so it's just some quick looking. One place I looked at said they were $21,000 for 270 feet, which is about half of what we'd need. So you're talking, in the $40,000 to $45,000 range for that fencing.
That
So
doesn't include the steel
cost
pole.
demolition.
So these are the things we need to think about. And again, I'll write this up in our minutes, and we'll revisit this again at the next board meeting. And again, I encourage everyone to come and you know, give your two cents. If you want to look into this or you get more information, please let us know, because we're trying to do the best we can for everybody here. So
Are there anybody that has not done their payments? Are there any of those are involved with the wall?
we'd have to look. I don't know. We basically have set, like I said earlier, a limit of $1,000 that someone can owe to the HOA, which doesn't take
Right.
long to happen. Literally, if you don't pay your dues in January, by September, you owe over $1,000. That's just the way it goes. That's what stuff costs in 2024. And at 20, at once you hit over $1,000, we send you to the HOA attorney. And
Yeah.
instead of dealing with us, you deal with him. But we have to pay the attorney until the homeowner pays us.
Have
And
we
that's
had any
that.
successes?
Say what?
Have we had any successes in which we got money already with ones that didn't pay through
We
the?
haven't gotten that far yet. We haven't
Okay.
sent anyone to the attorney yet.
Yeah. I would say, you have a list which is pretty good of alternatives, which makes sense. But I would say put another one to say which homeowners would do a donation.
We can do that. Sorry about that. My dogs just went upstairs. Well, we could do that. We could do that. I could put that on bphoa.info. I could also put it in the newsletter.
Okay.
All right. So let's move on. Update on the right-of-way mowing area on High Country. I put this in the newsletter, and there's these areas around the trees, has like a little like metal border type thing, and there's these.
Oh, we lost him.
I think he'll be back.
Yeah.
Paul, it looked like someone did cut that area besides the landscaper. The landscaper said, Joe, someone's already cut it. So is it possible the city has already started cutting that area?
I have no idea. You know, according to what I've heard from Keith, that we had to remove all that, the metal edging and all those things. It had to be nothing but the trees. It's possible that, you know, the city came out and did it, and
okay,
one hand doesn't know what the other one's doing.
Right, right. Well, we'll find out. Well, I wonder if he had computer problems.
Would be a first.
I see someone back on called Bradford Park, so maybe that's Keith. Well, did you know, Paul, what the update on the mowing that Keith was going to talk about?
Not 100%. I think he was going to say the same thing I just did, is that the city had said they wanted all that, anything, everything but the trees removed.
Okay. All right. And then if the board tells me to, I'll have the landscaper go out and complete that job. And then in theory, we turn it over to the city. And then there wouldn't be anything else for the landscaper to cut, would there?
No.
Okay. All right. And he's prepared for that. I told Jamie that that's what our goal is. Well,
I'm trying to text him right now.
Okay.
I don't have my phone with.
No. I might be able to. I'll see if I can call him.
He said he lost his internet connection.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's going to take him a while to reset the router.
He should be able to dial in from his phone.
Yeah, we'll see what he does. That was the last time on the agenda anyway, wasn't it?
No, there's one more thing in a camera.
All right, I'll bring it up. Oh, the parking. We can talk about the parking right now. You remember the issue, Paul? It was, and we don't say specific addresses, so we're not talking about a specific house. We're just talking in general. But the question was raised, what is the limit on the number of cars that can be in a house? You remember that, Paul?
Yes, yes.
And so I have the CCRs up right now. Can everyone read them?
Mm-hmm.
And so the documents are silent regarding the number of vehicles. And so you can read it yourself. Also, you can get on the Bradford Park website, and it has the same information. So when it doesn't say specifically, here's Keith back.
Yeah, I believe the restriction was you couldn't have more than a 4-car garage.
Yeah.
but no limit on the number of cars.
Okay.
That was the confusing thing, but I think it clarified into kind of, you know, put restrictions like that is almost impossible. I think we're coming up with a conclusion. You can't tell somebody, you know, how many cars that they're going to own, but.
Yeah, I'd hate that because, I mean, I'm the only driver in my house, and there was a time I had five cars. So
I have four cars.
The good thing that came out of it, Joe, and I appreciate it, is that old Cadillac is not there anymore. I don't know what happened, but.
Right. That was a big win. That was more of a team effort, wasn't it, Keith?
I'm coming into the conversation a little late here for some reason.
We were patting each other on the back about the Cadillac. And again, we don't talk about specific violations of specific homeowners, but there was a stray car, and through a team effort, the car is no longer on the street.
Yeah.
No, but it is in the driveway, and we need to start sending him violations for that. He needs to put it in the garage, or he needs to fix it, one of the two.
Okay. But
the one that I brought up is gone. So at least last time I looked. So that's why I'm saying congratulations. Thank you.
Well, thank you. A team effort. A lot of people involved in that.
We do try to get things done. I apologize for my internet doing weird things tonight.
All right. So we left off with the city taking over the piece of land that they own.
Yeah. So the update on the right-of-way mowing area, again, hopefully my computer will let me say this. The city was set to take this over on August 1st. Then they said, wait a minute, they came out and actually took pictures. I included one of the pictures with a little write-up in the newsletter. And there's these little areas around the trees. It has like this little metal thing that goes in the ground. And there's these rocks that go around the trees. The city wants all of that gone. They don't want the trees gone.
Oh, we lost him again. And I just realized, I think when he went away, we stopped recording also.
Right. So would you say, Paul, that the board is going to have me call Jamie and have him come out and finish the job, remove the metal?
Yeah, I believe that he's already talked to him about that. Just don't know the results.
Okay. So if there's no action item for me, that's in progress. And then when he does it, sends an invoice and I'll pay him.
There he is.
Okay.
Don't touch the computer, Keith.
All right.
Hey, Keith, should I start the recording again? Or
I think it's recording on Zoom on their servers. So even though I bounce out, y'all still are recorded.
Okay.
All right.
So yeah, I see the recording up in the corner. That was my bad. I didn't see that.
So, Keith, you contacted the landscaper, Jamie, and he's going to come back out and remove
the
metal?
Well, I haven't talked to Jamie, and he asked what's the story. He contacted us and told us that there was somebody, and we don't know who the somebody was. I assume it was the city of Round Rock that actually went out there and mowed that area. Okay. When they said they weren't going to do it until we got rid of the rocks and that little border stuff. So I haven't responded back to the city of Round Rock. I haven't responded back to JLS. And I don't really know what's going on over there, and kind of at a loss. I think that was the city. I'm not sure. I don't know why anyone else would do it, but okay. I would say to tell JLS to keep mowing it unless the city tells us otherwise.
So that's his instructions. If he comes, you know, two or three times in a row, it's been cut. We assume they're going to cut it going forward. Mm-hmm. Do we want to have JLS remove the rocks and the metal so that there's no more objection from the city?
Well, that's another thing. When we had him he cut those plants that we told him to get rid of. And I believe my instructions were to remove, not cut.
Right.
So, and we paid $3,500 for that. So I would like at least those removed without us being charged, because that's what we asked him to do.
Okay.
And for the rocks and stuff, yes, I'd like him to do it. But it's a vote of the board. So Paul would have to approve it, and he would also have to give us a bid before we could do it. Although he did say he couldn't do it until this winter.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
As clear as mud.
Okay, I will get a hold of him and have him actually remove the plants as opposed to just cut the plants. And then a bid to remove everything completely.
All right, I started sharing my screen again. Sorry about this, guys. So that's the update on the right of way. I say we just let JLS continue until we hear from the city of Round Rock, or and then what we, we get we sometime this winter get a bid from him and then see if we want him to do that, to remove those rocks.
Okay.
I've had Jamie Lotus told me, he says, can we just go and take some of those rocks that are there? And I'm like, yeah. There's nothing keeping you from doing it.
Yep, makes the job easier.
Yeah. So, I mean, my question is, do you want me to put that in the next newsletter? Hey, if you need some rocks, you can take them from that right of way area.
What do you think, Paul?
No harm. I mean, just if it's going to be winter before GLS can get to it, if it could all disappear in the next 5 months, that would be great.
Yeah, then we wouldn't have to worry about paying for it. We just have to have JLS remove, not cut, remove those plants.
All right, that sounds good.
So that's the update on that. Clarification on deed restriction pertaining to number of vehicles permitted at a residence. Alan,
Yeah,
this is
we
what.
discussed that while you were gone. I don't think do Alan, are we clear on that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good with it then.
Good education too.
My only thing is that vehicle we got off the street over on High Cotton Way is now in the driveway. We need to start sending letters, not just to the owner, but to the guy who lives there because he's a renter, and tell him that he can't have that in the driveway unless he either A repairs it or B puts it in the garage.
Got it.
And so I guess that's it for the deed restriction thing. New business and in all preparations. Just so you all know, I've already contacted the NNO people and
Oops.
he's having some internet problems.
Must have spectrum. Does
he have spectrum or who does he have?
I have no idea, but
I have spectrum.
Yeah.
Luckily, when they put fiber in the neighborhood, they put the hub right in my front yard. So I think I was the first one in the neighborhood to have fiber. Are you with us again, Keith?
Temporarily. So I contacted the national NNO people, told them we're having NNO, so I'll be able to use their logo. I contacted Round Rock. I have yet to contact Smokey Mo's or what's the other one? I can't think of the name of it at the moment. The guy with the bouncy house and the popcorn machine and all of that. So I plan on doing that probably next week. Set that up. I know we set a budget, I think at $1,200 late earlier this year for NNO. I think my wife still has some party favors for the kids left over from last year, so she can put that together for us. What we will need though are tables. I will need Paul to come and say hi, and Jamie if he's going to be around. But we will need
When is
tables
it?
for this stuff.
When is NNO?
October 1st.
Well, you're lucky. I'm leaving town the week after that.
It's all right. If you couldn't make it, I'd tell him, hey, Paul couldn't make it.
We need to talk about that because we had this similar budget last year and ended up buying a lot more stuff than we needed because the attendance was pretty low. So I don't
Well,
know.
we had I think a budget last year. I think it was 1500 to 1800, somewhere in there, and we bought for about 100 people. I'm looking at buying for maybe 35, so it'll be a whole lot less.
Okay.
The bouncy house was like 325 with the popcorn machine and the cotton candy machine, and the popcorn and cotton candy was included along with the generator to blow up the bouncy house. And like I said, we still have some party favors from Amazon.com that my sweet wife bought. We've hung on to so we could do it for this next NNO. So yeah, it's not going to be nearly as much. I think
Right.
we spent a little over, I think it was like either a little over 2,000 or 2,100. I'd have to look, but we
Yeah, it was
won't
hard
spend
last
more than
year
that.
at the end of the day. I mean, please take some of these sandwiches home.
Well, I think we're not going to have that issue this time. We actually gave an entire box to the Round Rock Police Department.
Yeah.
So it's hard to figure out who's going to be there when you order stuff like that. It's always hard to figure out, who's going to, how many to get, because you never know who's going to show up and who's not. Is Joe here? I don't see him.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. So that's basically what we need is tables, and we'll get a list from Joe. I'll need that too. So
Okay.
for sign-in sheet. And see what else we need. I've got tickets. Joe made sure I had tickets, so I've got those. But we'll need tables. That's the biggest thing we'll need is tables.
All right.
I think last year I had to bring an extra extension cord or
Yeah, because he didn't have like a two port on that generator. So when I send him an email, I'll say make sure that you have the ability to plug in like the cotton candy machine, the popcorn machine, and the bouncy house into the generator.
right.
So that's more informational than anything. Is there anything you want as far as food? Because we also had tea last year. I'm thinking we just get water this year. Just hand out water bottles.
Yeah, at least with water, if you don't use it, it doesn't go bad.
Right. We hang on to it for another year.
Hey, I've got 4 cases of water left over from an event at Circuit of the Americas that I'm distributing to my car club, such as BMW branded water.
Okay. And again, I apologize. I'm not sure what's going on with my PC here, but it's just not having a fun time tonight. And that's all I have for new business. Paul, did you want any kind of special food at the NNO? Like, did you want beef over turkey or turkey over beef?
Yeah, I would probably go for the turkey before the beef, but I mean, I wouldn't push it on anybody else. I'll eat whatever's available. I'm not picky.
Because I'm thinking of just ordering 35 turkey sandwiches and be done with it.
It's probably blasphemous to say it, but if I never saw another brisket, it wouldn't break my heart.
Okay. So let's see if I can do this without setting my PC off. There we go. So that's all I have for new business. Is there any homeowner concerns? Anything y'all want to talk to us about that we haven't already talked about?
I had an interesting question. When we were talking about fences, is there anything with a shared fence that's not visible? In other words, the left side or the right side of a fence that may need to get repaired. Does the homeowners association, they can't see it. So is there any restrictions or stuff? You know, if it's something facing the street, you can see it, but if it's a shared part and it may be it needs to get replaced, but how do you know, or is there any restrictions with shared fence that's not visible? Does the homeowners association have anything to do with that or no?
Well, we do. What's supposed to happen is people are supposed to maintain their property, including their fences.
Right.
But there's no like stipulation that this party pays half, this party pays half. That's the documents are silent on that.
Are you asking about materials?
The type of fence? I know that we have to go to the architectural committee to get approval so that it will look okay. But I'm more concerned about, at least I personally, we've had part of our fence blow over. And the neighbor on one side has had the same thing because the fence is 20, you know, the neighborhood's fence originally put in is dilapidated. And the unfortunate thing is we have a landlord that is a multi-billion dollar company that is not very cooperative. So I don't know if I personally am going to do the thing myself. Do I have to get their permission, which they're not very cooperative? And if I pay all the money myself, are they going to yell, or is there anything I have to do?
Well,
I will tell you, Alan, when I replaced mine, I made sure that the fence was placed on my side of the property line.
Okay.
Well, yeah, especially because the neighbors on both sides chipped in and helped out. Both neighbors behind me refused to do anything about it. So we actually moved the fence about 6 inches in, and the old dilapidated fence is actually on the other side of my fence. It's still there falling apart.
Okay, that's pretty good.
So the documents say that the homeowner.
Whoop, lost them again.
So what he was going to say, Alan, is that the documents say that you work that out with the homeowners. And so if you use Paul's creative solution, that's a good one. Try not to trespass. But that falls in the category of it's not a dispute, but in the HOA world, we call that a neighbor dispute, that you work it out together.
Yeah.
But yes, the architecture committee is going to want to take a look at approving that to make sure the materials, the fence height, things like that.
Right.
So you'll be good. And then if we can help in any way, contact the neighbor. Sounds like you already tried to do that and it didn't work out. So make sure if they have a dog or kids before you start working.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you. And so I got a feeling when Keith comes back, he's probably going to want to make a motion to adjourn.
Yep.
Because of our technical problems. And then the rest of the meeting, the special session, we can do that by email if we need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we have a lot to discuss.
No, it's the same list.
We'll just replay last month's meeting.
Right. So I still have the ability to share my screen. So one of the things that I usually like to bring up is the financial situation. So we already looked at this briefly, The HOA has about $131,000 between the two accounts, the regular operating account and then the reserve or money market account. And then if anyone is ever interested in how much we collect or how much we spend, these are the actual numbers of what we collected through June. And then the budgeted amounts are on the right. We usually collect in January, so that's why these numbers are zero. We don't budget. And then here are the actual expenses incurred. And a lot of people ask, what are AR fees? That's account receivable fees or collection type fees, which usually aren't that high. So we might have had some other expenses. I'll have to take a look at that. So anyway, that is that. So I'll leave it up to you, Paul, if you want to make a decision to adjourn this portion of the meeting. Did any other homeowners have anything they wanted to talk about?
Apparently not. In that case, I move we adjourn.
Okay, so this portion of the meeting, we'll let the homeowners release. And then if Keith comes back on for the executive session, and ma'am, I see your lips moving. I don't know if you're trying to talk. And if you are trying to talk, you're going to have to unmute yourself. Or you can also.
We can lip read.
There?
Okay, there you go. We can hear you.
Okay. I just have a few concerns or questions.
Okay.
I had email Jamie, that's his name? Jay Lo
From the
Lois?
architectural control, yes.
Yeah. Well, because I had put up a sign on my fence on the outside because it was becoming a problem with some of my neighbors and them walking their dogs and not picking up after them, the dog. So I asked for permission to put that the sign up and he said it was okay. I mean, is that okay?
Yeah,
Because
that's fine.
it's becoming a problem, They're not being nice neighbors,
Right. And then, ma'am, if you do happen to get a violation, then just email me or call me and I'll delete it.
Okay.
So
And
sometimes the driver is going to send a violation if he sees a sign, but you've already gotten permission to have it up, and so I'll just delete it.
okay. And
Okay.
also, my house is the first home that you see when you drive up from Bradford Park and High Country Road. It's the
Okay.
corner house. I mean, I don't want to brag, but my husband and I, we're pretty good about keeping up with our yard. And it's been years and years that we've never been recognized. Are they still giving the yard of the month incentives?
Heath, I don't think we've done Yard of the Month in quite some time, have we?
No, Jamie has been basically heading that stuff up, and he's more or less he kind of does the holiday decorations in lieu of Yard of the Month right now. So like Halloween and Christmas will be what he goes around and judges. He usually pulls me in to judge that stuff too.
You're
Well, like I said, we keep up with our yard, and my husband does. I'm not trying to brag, but he keeps up with the grass, and it's always nice and cut. Everything's real nice. I mean, it's the first house that you see when you go. It's the 3216 at the corner house when you go up through Bradford Park, right after the sign. And I mean we take pride in keeping up our yard nice because we like to have it nice, but I see that we've never been acknowledged, like really. And I see people that they don't even take care of their grass. I mean, it's all they never cut their grass, and it's the grass is like flowing through the sidewalk, like it's just bad. They don't keep up, but we try to keep up with ours,
Well, the ones that don't keep up.
I'm just asking.
Hey
Well, the
Joe,
ones.
do you mean to be sharing the violations page there?
Didn't know I was still sharing. Sorry.
But anyway, I just brought it up.
If you want, I can ask Jamie if he will resume on Yard of the Month. I can do that.
I mean, I could show you. We always keep up. Like every week, we cut our grass, we trim it. You know, we edge it. You know, we planted flowers on the side of the house. We got rid of all those trees, the bushes that were like they died because of the freeze. We got rid of those. We planted flowers, and you know, I mean, it's,
well, like thank I said, you for
we
doing that.
Keep up with our home.
Thank you for doing that.
I mean, we've been here. This is our 26 years living here. I mean, we're the original owners. We love yes. living here, and we try to keep up with our home. We just recently did our patio. We did a cover. I don't know if you saw that.
Well, it no. sounds quite nice.
But it does
you
sound
know,
nice.
You know which, so now you know my house, right? The one that just did the cover in the backyard.
I'd have to look. I don't go up on our Elizabeth Ann very often.
Yeah, it's the first house in the corner house. Can't miss okay. it.
I think I remember which one you are. Yeah. And so if you're turning on to Elizabeth Ann from Bradford Park, making a left, you're the first one it's on the right.
It's the first one in front of you. When you go up, it's the first one, the first house in front of you.
Okay.
It's the red brick home.
Well, I'll let Jamie know. I'll tell him that you'd like to see Yard of the Month reinstated.
I go to my husband. I know he worked so hard. He tells me, "Huh, we worked so hard in our yard, and we never win anything."
Does the Yard of the Month? Is there any award that is given other than?
Usually, there's I think $100 gift card that's given with that.
That yard looks beautiful, ma'am.
Doesn't we even planted flowers, you know, make it look nice here.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. And we keep up with it, you know. And my husband, we never win anything. And then he goes around and he sees other people with the Yard of the Month. He said, what? They're not right here.
There hasn't been a Yard of the Month for the past couple years.
Oh, man,
There, yeah, it's been.
That's the exact same house I live in.
Right, Keith. I think we let's have Jamie start at her house and then go from there.
What I tell Jamie is to go on each street and find the three best, and then work down from there. The ones that he thinks are the ones that should, you know, get the award. Basically start at the three best for each street and then go down till he gets down to just like two or three, and then they get the Yard of the Month.
Well, my vote would be for her yard, but
it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
He keeps with it. Thank you. Can you tell
Welcome.
Them all? We never get recognized. We work right. so
I'd like to pave my yard so I don't have to maintain it. I hate yard work.
I'm with you, brother.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, but and another thing I wanted to bring up, maybe when we do the N and O, the night out, is there a way maybe we can get more people to come by maybe, I don't know, having raffles? You know?
Well, we had a raffle last year.
To get money for the wall the wall you were talking about outside mm-hmm. that's falling apart. Maybe we could do some type of raffle or something, a fundraiser.
Well, when we were talking about the wall, we said we could, you know, take donations to see if we could help fix, you know, just to fix it. But it's a big project, so we'd have to again we're gonna have to work through this. So
I wouldn't mind chipping in, you know, to help them. You know, I mean, we don't have a wall here, but I see what you're saying. The one on the street on High Country Road.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of the homeowners wouldn't mind chipping in.
That's a good idea. Well, thanks for your comments. Keith, do we want to consider releasing the homeowners and move on to executive session?
Yeah, I think we should. Does anyone else have anything else they'd like to talk about before we move on?
Nope. We'll see you guys.
All right. Thanks, you guys, for attending.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.